First of all, we encounter the description of the tribulation the church experienced.
所以讲这个患难就是受逼迫。
Affliction refers to the persecution they experienced.
许多时代教会无论是倒位建立，就受逼迫。
Wherever the apostles established churches in their time, they encountered persecution.
虽然受这款的逼迫。但是帖撒罗尼迦教会现在姊妹却有圣灵所赐的喜乐。
Although they experienced much affliction and persecution at their time, they also share much joy of the Holy Spirit.
在逼迫的中间，因为肉体会受痛苦。
And because of the physical affliction which they all experienced,
可能那是较严重，有的人会受杀害。
Some of them.May even die martyrs.
虽然因的肉体受这款的痛苦，因的内心却充满喜乐。
Although physically they were under affliction, but spiritually they enjoyed the peace and joy.
这个就是圣灵所属的属灵的喜乐。
This joy came from the Holy Spirit.
因为当得这款的喜乐
，because of the joy they had within them.
第六章这里说的跟我们讲，因领受真道。
In verse 6, it reads that they received the word in much affliction.
啊，因为因有领受真道，所叫这款的喜乐。
It was because that they first received the word, they were able to have joy in affliction.
啊，今麦咱来参考《使徒行传》十八章。
Let us turn to the Acts chapter 16.
三十四章。
16:34. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them.
因为三信精神，所以拢中真喜乐。
So they all, because they all believed, they all rejoiced.
并不是禁住一家人，也未信精神以前，拢总无喜乐。
Of course, it is not true that there is no joy or whatsoever before one believes.
这是讲因信精神了喜乐，甲以前喜乐有分别。
But what is meaningful here is that the joy that they experienced was different from the joy they had experienced previously.
因三信精神以前喜乐。是属肉体喜乐。
The joy they experienced earlier before they believed was probably in the category of pleasure.
啊，肉体那是平安。
If they experience peace and peacefulness physically,
因就喜乐。
They were happy.
因起码心间喜乐是属灵喜乐。
But now the joy is different. This is spiritual.
因为三信真的结果。
Because after they received the faith, they have now reoriented their life goals. They have found meaning in their existence. And they have now possessed the hope for the eternal life. This kind of joy is a spiritual one. Thessalonians, the church there, received the word. They received simultaneously the hope for the eternal life. Although they were living under affliction, but they were filled with joy. Acts chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 40. The apostles, as they were preaching, were persecuted by the Jews. And they were commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus.
41节讲，因离开公会了，心肝的欢喜。
Verse 41 reads, and they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing.
因为因比圣喜配为这个名受辱。
Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
这个比圣就是比耶稣该圣。
Of course, they were counted worthy by our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣认为这些使徒有很好的信心。
Our Lord Jesus deemed them worthy because of their faith.
虽然受逼迫，同样会当持守他的信仰。
Jesus discerning them the strong faith because they maintained that under persecution.
因为安排机会，让他们受逼迫。
It might be the will of God that they must go through the process of affliction.
因为信心得到主的认定。
Their faith now has been fully regarded by our Lord as a worthy one.
所以虽然受逼迫，他们同样真喜乐。
Though they were under affliction and persecution, they were joyful nevertheless.
帖撒罗尼迦教会也因为同样信心受主认定。
The faith of the Thessalonians similarly was deemed worthy by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样虽然受逼迫，他们也是足喜乐。
Because of this, they were joyful even in affliction.
主要说安排我们受逼迫，不是要打倒我们。
That Jesus gave us the environment in which we find persecution and affliction is not the purpose of Him to defeat us.
叫做逼迫，为了磨练咱的信心，让咱的信心的根才更加紧，更加深。
Rather, it is a training ground, a refining process.
每一次逼迫的结果，信心就向头前更进一步。
As we survive each and every affliction and persecution, our faith becomes stronger.
为着信心的增进。 让我们感谢神安排，让我们受逼迫。
And for the sake of the growth of our faith, we thank God for having given us the persecutions and afflictions.
我看马太福音第五章。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
十一章。
Chapter 5, verse 11, book of Matthew.
马太福音5章11节。
Matthew, chapter 5, verse 11.
主耶稣跟我们讲。 假使为着主的名受逼迫，咱就福气。Blessed
are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you.
十二节甲咱讲，咱将来天顶的赏赐真大，所以都要欢喜快乐。Verse
12 reads, Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
古约时代，真侪先知。
A great number of prophets, for the sake of advocating the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, were persecuted. In the apostolic time, many disciples of Jesus were also persecuted. The thought of the joyfulness in the eternal kingdom of God gave them peace of mind. As the Bible predicts that those who believe in Jesus and support Him will have to go through affliction. Because it is the will of God that we be saved, and yet it is the will of Satan that we be destroyed. So there is a strife and struggle between God and Satan. And under such circumstances, those who believe shall be persecuted. But then at the same time, since we have received the true word, we have the light of the truth in our hearts, and we have the spiritual joy given to us by God, and the strong faith planted in us by God. And when the thought occurs to us that there is eternal life, and we shall continue to be joyful even under affliction and persecution. This kind of faith is a precious one. Now, in order to develop and to receive such kind of faith, We ought to come to listen to the sermons often and absorb the truth.
咱来常常查考圣经。
And to study continuously the word contained in the Bible.
咱心内领受较侪主的话。
The more we receive the truth,
咱的生命才无所终结。
The more active a faith we can develop.
咱的信心的根才查考较深。
And the deeper the root of our faith.
安尼一旦被别人搞，咱才有喜乐。
When persecution comes, we shall then enjoy the spiritual happiness.
过来看帖撒罗尼迦前书一章第六节。
Let us turn back to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 6.
第六节下面甲咱讲帖撒罗尼迦的教会效法传道人，佮效法主。
And ye became followers of us.And of the Lord, as it says in this verse.
使徒行传上记载，保罗在腓立比建立腓立比教会。
In the book of Acts, we learn that Paul established the church in Philippi.
无偌久就被关押。
And not long after, he was imprisoned.
出家以后，十七章记载，伊来到帖撒罗尼迦。
And in chapter 17, as we remember, after he was released, he came to Thessalonia.
第三星期至四星期这段时间建立帖撒罗尼迦教会。
There he established a church within a short period of 3 to 4 weeks.
无偌久，佫伫帖撒罗尼迦受逼迫。
And soon after the church was established, he once again was persecuted.
暗时就告比利亚。
And in the middle of the night, he had to seek help from Philia, where he established another church. There again, he was persecuted. He then went to Athens. From Athens, he traveled to Corinth, where again he established church there. And this is recorded in chapter 17 and 18. From this very brief recollection, we know that the preachers receive persecutions wherever they go. On the one hand, God is always at their side to help them establish the church. But at the same time, because of the jealousy of Satan, those evangelists are persecuted. When Paul reached Athens from Thessalonia, he then learned that the believers there were persecuted. Because of the short history of the church there, he was very worrisome over the fail of the faith of the believers there. He then sent Timothy to Thessalonia to observe the situation. And when Timothy returned to Corinth, he brought with him the wonderful positive news. Although the Thessalonians there were persecuted severely, their faith remained steadfast. Not only those people demonstrated a strong faith, they also showed love. Paul was very much relieved upon hearing this. And this was the real motivation for Paul to write this first epistle of Thessalonians. Therefore, he advised them that you learn from us, you follow our examples. The examples are how to remain strong and advocate for the gospel under persecution. Let us turn to the first Thessalonians chapter 3.
咱即马是要对三章四节看到第七节。
Chapter 3 verses 4 through 7.
第四节的所在，保罗甲帖撒罗尼迦教会讲。
In chapter 3 verse 4, Paul told the Thessalonians.
我伫咧遐时阵已经甲恁讲，咱的确会受患难。
For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation.
后来就应验了。
Even as it came to pass,
果然恁即马已经受逼迫。
And ye know.
第五节讲，为着这个代志，我未当搁再忍耐等候。
Verse 5, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear,
就差人要去看恁的信心是安怎。
I sent to know your faith.
这个被差去的人就是提摩太。
Of course, the one sent was Timothy.
因为保罗担忧魔鬼一会因放弃信仰。
And he wrote further, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you.
和保罗苦心改栽培的功夫如空气。
And our labor be in vain.
第六节搁再讲。
Verse 6.
提摩太拄好啊，对帖撒罗尼迦来到哥林多，甲保罗报告伊的调查结果。
But now when Timothy or Timotheus came back. From Thessalonia and brought him good tidings.
就将提摩太将伊所看帖撒罗尼迦教会信心爱心所表现的好消息，甲保罗报告。
And brought us good tidings in verse 6 of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always.
可见帖撒罗尼迦教会伫逼迫中间，不但有好的信心的表现。
So not only they demonstrated very strong active faith in tribulation, they also showed great charity and love.
第七节搁在讲，帖撒罗尼迦教会常常纪念保罗，切切想要搁在看保罗。
Verse 7 reads, Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith.
表示这个短短四星期的中间，信徒参团队人已经建立真好的感情。
Within a short period of 3 to 4 weeks, the evangelist Paul and the believers established between them a very close tie.
第七节搁在讲，在一切困苦患难中间。因为就帖撒罗尼迦教会信心的表现，保罗得到安慰。
In verse 7 again, Paul expressed to them how much comforted he felt when he heard the good tidings in regard to their strong faith.
所以保罗讲，帖撒罗尼迦教会效法我，就是效法传道人为福音忍受逼迫。
Paul therefore said that to follow us is to follow the examples of forbearing the persecution and tribulation for the sake of the gospel. And to follow the good examples of the evangelists. Because Paul, of course, as we know, was very careful in his own conduct and deeds as he preached the gospel. And this kind of behavior has set very good examples for the Thessalonians.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会不但效法保罗的信心，也效法因的做人。
So not only the Thessalonians there followed his good example of behavior, but also his faith as well.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Let us turn to the Second Thessalonians chapter 3, please.
第七章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse
7. 这个说来讲，恁家己原知影，就安那样效法我。
For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us.
因为我伫恁的中间，唔捌无按规矩而行。
For we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you.
啊，保罗正慎重伊的行为。
Paul was very cautious in his behavior.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦这段时间，唔捌无按规矩而行。
During his sojourn in Thessalonia, he behaved orderly and cautiously.
啊，这个帖撒罗尼迦教会会晓来效法保罗这款的表现。
And Very happily, the Thessalonians follow the good example Paul established.
咱对保罗所写其他书信会当知影。
From other epistles and letters Paul wrote, we can also learn and recollect.
保罗伫牧养教会顶面所期待，就是这个被锻炼信徒会当效法伊。
In his pastoral work, he placed the great emphasis and focus on following good examples.
看腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians, chapter
17,
chapter 3, verse 17.
啊，腓立比书第三章十七节。
Philippians, chapter 3, verse 17.
保罗对腓立比的教会安尼讲。
Paul said to the church of Philippi,
恁就爱做会效法我，也就爱照着，也就爱留意看遐照阮榜样行的人。
And Paul asked them to follow the example and follow those who acted and behaved very cautiously and carefully.
保罗就要求腓立比教导效法伊。
Paul told the people in the church in Philippi to follow his example.
搁再多爱留意看遐照阮榜样行的人。
And to follow those who have also set examples.
就是看因的表现。
So he placed emphasis on their actual deeds.
搁看因的结局。
And the actual consequences of such deeds.
因伫生活上有份表现，得到主什么款的报酬。
Because of his cautious attitude in his behavior, what kind of blessings he received from God?
这是保罗对所不用教会期待。
In fact, this is the philosophy Paul shared with the churches.
所有信主人都爱时时在生活上遵行主的教训。
For those of us who believe, must follow the examples of Jesus and his teachings.
啊，无论什么代志，爱按规矩来行。
In everything we do, we must follow the truth as we have learned.
国家有国家法律。
A state has its laws.
社会有社会制度。
And a society has its regulations and rules.
教会有信徒爱守的条规。
And a church, of course, has its regulations and practices.
信主人做的守法的人。
A person who believes in God also should be law-abiding.
服从社会制度。
We must submit ourselves to the rules and regulations of the society.
遵行教会的条规。
And to observe the rules and regulations of the church as well.
这是信心的一个表现。
This is also a dimension of the manifestation of our faith.
搁看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let us turn back to the First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第七章。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
第七章这里说来讲，帖撒罗尼迦教会信心会当作马其顿阿该亚所有信主的人的榜样。
So that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia.
马其顿有三间教会。
Macedonia had three churches.
第一间是腓立比教会。
One is the church of Philippi.
第二间是帖撒罗尼迦教会。
The second one is the church in Thessalonica.
第三间是腓立亚教会。
And the third one is Philia.
阿该亚有两间教会。
And the Archai has had two churches.
第一间是哥林多教会。
One was the one in Corinth.
第二间是坚格里教会。
And the second one,
坚格里
是
坚格罗马书书了刚一节那里。
This is the second church is recorded in Romans chapter 16, chapter 1, that's in Centuria, C-E-N-C-H-R-E-A.
除了张以前要经过的就好。啊，这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的信心，会当作当时保罗所建立几间教会的榜样。
The faith demonstrated by the Thessalonians of the church which Paul established served as good examples for other followers.
即我咱在讲，一个人的信心的顶面有好的表现。
So if a person has good deeds, and show good faith,
会传开。
And that faith is contagious.
无空间限制。
And can transcend all space.
看罗马书第一章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 1.
第八章。
Romans chapter 1, verse 8.
罗马书一章第八章。
Romans chapter 1, verse
8. 这里讲罗马的教会信德传遍了天下。
The faith of the church in Rome was spread throughout the whole world.
为了这件事，保罗感谢神。
And for this, Paul thanked God.
罗马教会有真好信心，所以呢，信德传遍天下所有的教会。
And because of the good faith of the members of the church in Rome, and it was spread to throughout the whole world.
啊，比如讲美国的教会现在姊妹，在信心的顶面哪会表现？
Suppose members of our church in the United States demonstrate good faith.
啊，传道人去国外传道，也当为美国教会做见证。
And when evangelists and preachers go to other countries and other parts of the world, they may bear witness and testimony.
美国教会信的表现就会传遍天下。
Then our faith will be known to the whole world.
也就是台湾教会有好的信的表现，传道人来美国做见证。
Good faith demonstrated by members in Taiwan can also be learned and spread to the United States.
安尼这信的表现就会传遍美国各所在。
So the faith, a good faith, an active faith, can be known to throughout the world.
所以一个人的信心的表现是影响真侪人。
Therefore, our faith can affect a great number of people.
信心的榜样不但无空间限制。
The examples of faith transcends all space,
也无时间限制
and time as well.
在历史上会一直流传落去
and your good faith examples shall be passed on from generation to generation to infinity.
看希伯来书十二章
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
第一章
Book of Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第一章
Hebrews chapter 12.Verse 1.
但基这个所在跟咱讲，咱有真济见证人。
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed,
像云彩围绕着咱。
Are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses,
咱就爱放下各项的重担。
Let us lay aside every weight,
脱去容易连累咱的罪。
And the sin.Which does so easily beset us,
尽心忍耐，存迄个摆伫咱头前的路程。
And let us run with patience and race that is set before us.
这里讲这个，咱有真济见证人，像云彩甲咱围，甲咱围咧。
We are circled about by the cloud of witnesses which lay aside.
就是十一章所讲历史上遐。信用有好表现的人
and these witnesses are recorded in chapter 11 all those in history who demonstrated good faith in chapter 11 verse 4 we find the faith of Abel
第五章讲了以诺的信心的表现
and in chapter 11 verse 5 we find the faith of Enoch
对这个开始加基础加这古老时代有信心的人，在信用顶面的表现。
And number of others of the Old Testament time who demonstrate good faith are mentioned here in this chapter.
甲讲因所得的报酬。
And not only their examples are mentioned, but also the blessings they received are discussed in this chapter.
啊，对阿伯开始到新约时代，教会建立起来，已经经过几千年。
From the time of Abel to the time of the New Testament, several thousand years had passed.
阿伯是阿东的囝。
Abel, as we remember, is the son of Adam.
因就相信神的话，向着神。
And they believe in God's teaching, and he offered sacrifice to him.
比如神的活纳。
And the offering was happily received by God.
虽然古时代遐有些人的表现。已经经过真久的年代。
Even though the examples they set were quite some almost two millennia before the time,
历史的时代用这些人信心的表现来鼓励当时的信徒。
But even the apostles used these examples set by them as encouragement for people of their own time.
咱今仔日读希伯十一章，看到历史上献祭信心好的人的表现，同款得到鼓励。
As we read the same chapter, chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews, about the example set by these people, we are equally and similarly edified.
咱大陆的教会建立开始已经经过71年。
Since the founding of our church in mainland China, it has been 71 years.
台湾已经62年。
In Taiwan, the history of the church there has been 62 years.
在这个过去这段时间，咱各地教会有真系个姊妹，弟兄对面有真好的表现。
And through the past several decades, there are many good examples of faith of our members.
这些个姊妹，我已经离开世间。
Some of them have long gone.
我已经离开家姐。
And some are now in advanced age.
但是传道人常常替因做见证。
But preachers always quote their examples as witnesses in their sermons.
咱今天听到这见证，同样得到鼓励。
And as we listen to these and hear these witnesses, we are edified.
咱在历史上继续将这些人的信心的表现继续做见证，因为信心的表现在历史上继续一直传落去。
And we ourselves shall continue to spread the examples of these people, even of the Old Testament time, continuously.
所以无论是个人或者是教会的信心的表现，会影响无空间限制，无时间限制。
An active faith shown by an individual or by a church transcends both space and time.
历史上有两个人物。
There are two historical figures.
因所表现的好甲歹，对全人类历史上有真大影响。
They have created great impact upon the development of history.
看罗马书第五章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5.
19章。
Chapter 5, verse 19.
罗马书第五章，19章。
Romans, chapter 5, verse 19.
这跟他讲，因为一个人的悖逆，众人拢成做罪人。
For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners.
又讲，因为一个人的顺从，众人拢成做义。
So by the obedience of one, shall many be made righteous.
这个就历史上的两个重要的人物。
This refers to two important historical figures.
头一个人就是亚当。
The first, of course, is Adam.
因为亚当一个人不被听神的话。
Adam rebelled against God's command.
做那个错误的选择。
And he made a wrong choice in his bad judgment.
不但他自己犯罪。
Not only he himself sinned against God.
过众人拢成了罪人。
Many people were made sinners because of him.
圣经跟你讲，罪是因着一个人带到世界来。
As the Bible says, because of the fall, the fall of one man, sin entered the world.
亚当还未犯罪以前，世界无罪。
The world was without sin before Adam fell.
亚当犯罪，结果将罪带到世界来。
Because Adam fell, the sin entered into the world.
因为全世界人拢是亚当子孙。
Because all people living on earth are descendants of Adam.
因为罪遗传性。
And sin can be inherited.
所以亚当犯罪结果，全世界所有人拢总在伊的罪里边有份。
As a result of the fall of Adam, we all have a part of his sin.
另外这个人就是耶稣基督。
And the other person who made many righteous is our Lord Jesus Christ. He followed faithfully the teachings of the Heavenly Father. He was crucified and sustained great pain and suffering and laid down his precious life. And because of the choice our Lord Jesus Christ made,
众人拢成做义，
many are to be made righteous.
因为所有信耶稣人，
for all those who believe in Jesus,
借着耶稣父的洗礼，洗了伊的罪。
After their sins are washed away through water baptism and the precious blood. And they can be made righteous.
So it would.
And they will be deemed as righteous because of Jesus. Adam made a wrong choice. And many people are affected. And Jesus made a correct choice. On the other hand, many people received his blessing. God has given us a free will. We can exercise our own volition to make our own choices. But oftentimes, the choices we make are not exactly what we desire. We make a choice because we are under the pressure of others. We make choices for the sake of other people or for history. If we exercise our judgment and make a correct
decision,
demonstrating good faith and exhibiting good behavior, many people will look at our good deeds and they can be made righteous. On the other hand, if we make a wrong decision and demonstrating a very poor faith and have failed to follow the teaching of God, we may corrupt many people. So as we face a choice, we must be aware and conscious that we're not making the decision for our own sake, but rather we do so for many people and for history as well. Realizing this, we can be very cautious in our behavior. The members of the Thessalonian church demonstrated good faith. They set examples for many other churches to follow, including our very own church here. Let us turn back to that chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 8.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第八节.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. There are two important messages here. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord. And the second point is that in every place your faith to God, to God's word is spread abroad. What kind of faith are we talking about here?
That's
the faith recorded in chapter 1, verse 6. Even though you are in much affliction, you enjoy the joy of the Spirit. And they followed the good examples of the evangelists before them. This is the faith they demonstrated. And this kind of faith has become widely spread. The word of God has spread out of among you. Now, theoretically, the word of God is to be preached by evangelists. But Paul indicated here that not only the evangelists spread the gospel of God, but the word of God is spread through the behavior of the believers of the church in Thessalonia. And how could this happen? And this was possible because they demonstrate their spiritual joy in affliction. If you are joyful, even under affliction and in persecution, you can move a great number of people. Some people may not have a very comfortable material life. Some others may be very wealthy and well-to-do in all they need.
但伊不一定有耐心关注事咯。
Some people who are well-to-do may not have that inner spiritual joy.
因为人内心的痛苦用物质的享受未当安慰，未当去解决。
Because spiritual affliction cannot be soothed by material things.
假使若是有钱，就当喜乐。
If money is the only thing we need to be joyful,
安尼有钱人一定拢真喜乐。
Well, then all those wealthy people, happy people.
有钱人不一定都有满足喜乐。
But as we know so very well that they are not.
物质的享受袂当予人得到真正满足。
Material comfort can never make us satisfied totally.
尤其一个人无信主。
Particularly when a person under affliction,
肉体受痛苦时阵
when he suffers physically,
伊的心理嘛受影响
he will also torment mentally.
但是帖子人甲教会无共款
but the church in Thessalonica is different.
伊虽然遭受患难
when they were in affliction,
肉体无平安
they suffered physically.
但伊的内心真平安。
Yet they enjoyed peace and joy.
内心充满喜乐
because they were so happy inside.
这个呢，表现予真济人受感动。
And this phenomena actually moved many people.
这条的力量吸引真济人。
And this is extremely powerful and contagious.
予以及有伊的亲戚、朋友、相识的人，想要来信耶稣。
And all those who were around them were affected, and they came to believe.
所以独立团开。
And that was how the gospel could be.Spread so fast.
我想甲人讲，信耶稣真好。
Well, we know it is wonderful to believe in Jesus.
到底好伫倒位
？But what do we mean?
咱有时也遇到患难。
Sometimes we are also under tribulation.
虽然遇到患难，咱的内心感官喜乐平安。
Well, we enjoy that peace and joyfulness inside under the circumstances.
安尼，遐无信的时候，当肯定信耶稣确实真好。
And then those who do not believe.Can be convinced how wonderful it is to believe. But at the same time, on the other hand, if we do not have the joy in affliction, you can continue to persuade other people how wonderful it is. It is not possible. Therefore, in order to spread the truth, we must pursue.And find the spiritual joy inside. And to become a person who is joyful always in the spirit. This is a strength. A strength which can afford many people to come and believe in Jesus. And examples of the evangelists demonstrated by the Church of Thessalonica. They followed orderly and faithfully. They were law-abiding people and they were obedient. And the Word of God is spread as a result of this. Let us turn to the First Peter. First Peter.
First Peter, chapter 2, verse 12.
Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles,
安尼写来诽谤咱是做歹人，因为看到咱的好行为，就会将荣耀归于天顶的神。
Now, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may.By your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. And because of good behavior of the members of the Thessalonian church, the gospel spread rapidly. So for a person who really believes, he should have the joy inside.Observe the teachings of God. And helps in a tremendous way the spread of the gospel. So this morning we have studied the active faith as demonstrated by the members of the Church of Thessalonia. If a person can demonstrate a living and active faith, that faith transcends time and space. For the edification of a great number of people, for the sake of the edification and encouragement of our younger generations in the future, we ought to all pursue jointly a stronger and more active faith.